You're born, die, born, die, born, die. How many times? Huh? And when are we going to stop?
When are we going to get out of samsara? Huh? Is it so much fun? Ah. We are born. Yeah? We need to train this body. How long? 15, 16 years, yeah? Learning to walk, learning to talk, learning to read, learning to write, yeah? Learning to think, yeah? Training this body for 16 years until we can use it, yeah? And then we have to work, yeah? Before our parents took care of us, and then, you know, when we are 18 or 20, we have to work for our own, yeah? For our own life, work, yeah? Until we get retired, and then we're waiting for death to come. Yeah? That's our life. And next life the same. Yeah? 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 Maybe if you're not as a human being, you know, I mean, we go down to hell, or we go in the ghost realm, or in the demon realm, or, yeah. If you're unlucky, we go into the animal realm. We can go to heaven, you know, we stay some time there. And then from there, where we go? Down to hell, yeah. Because, I mean, in our life, we do good karma and bad karma, yeah. And depending on how much good karma and how much bad karma we've done, you know, at the end of our life, that's where we go, yeah? In the direction. So here we learn to, you know, here we are, here, yeah, I mean to train ourselves, yeah, keeping the 8 precepts, yeah. And then we learn to train ourselves to samadhi, yeah. Concentration, anapanasati, yeah. Knowing the breath goes in, knowing that the breath goes out, knowing that the breath is detailed or rough or, yeah, layered, yeah. In-breath is long or in-breath is short, yeah. Knowing at every moment, yeah. Knowing when the in-breath changes to out-breath, when the out-breath changes to in-breath. This knowingness is called also sati, yeah. And the sati is very important, yeah. Without being able to know what is going on, we cannot start the investigation. In order to understand what this knowing is, yeah, I mean we can use this forest, you know, to observe the squirrels or observe the ants, you know, and look what they are doing. We don't have to think about what they are doing. We observe them and we know. Yeah. Amazing, isn't it? Yeah. You don't have to think, is it now jumping from one branch to the next branch? No. Yeah. We see it, whoops, and we know. Yeah. And that is the same thing, that is the kind of knowingness we have to develop with the breath, yeah, at every moment. Yeah. And it keeps us concentrated until we reach samadhi. And samadhi is our safe house where we can rest, where we can charge our batteries, yeah. And when we come out, we are energized, yeah. And then we can do, yeah. If we can do that every day, we can, yeah, do investigation. Investigation of the 5 khandhas, yeah. The 5 khandhas that we constantly think it is me, mine, or myself, yeah. What are the 5 khandhas? The 5 khandhas is Rupa, Vedana, Sanya, Sankhan, Vinyan, yeah? So, it is the body, yeah? It is feeling, bodily feeling, mental feeling. It is memory association, yeah? When you look around, you know, association tells you what you see, yeah? And association tells you what kind of senses have come into, yeah? If it is hearing or seeing or smelling or touching, yeah? Or tasting, yeah? That is memory and association. It is very predominant in our perception. and then we have thoughts, you know, short kind of thoughts. Huh? And then we have vijnana. Vijnana is only the thing that something has come into contact with our senses. Huh? And then memory decides what sense it is. Huh? Vijnana is not, you know, what makes us going. Yeah, I mean, vijnana and citta are two different things. Yeah, the Lord Buddha called it vijnana, and it is arising and ceasing just like everything else. Huh? The five khandhas are rising and ceasing. Our body takes a long time, you know, takes 60, 80, 100 years, you know, to arise and cease. But we know it from being young, you know, getting older and older and older until you get time. Yeah? Feelings arise and cease, you know, I mean, much faster. Yeah? Memories, you know, are even faster, you know, and thoughts are even faster, you know, and vijnana is very fast. It constantly arises and ceases. Yeah? It is like, you know, I'm in one moment of consciousness, then there's a short stop, and then there's the next moment of consciousness. Because it is so fast, we can't catch it. So all these things arise and cease. Yeah? But what does not arise and cease is the citta. Is that what knows that these things arise and cease? And that's what we have to concentrate on, and that's what we have to clean out, yeah, from all these illusions of anicca, anatta, dukkha, yeah? From all these illusions, you know, of being self, you know, this is me, this is mine, this is myself. It's not me, it's not mine and not myself, because who is the one who knows these things arise? Who is the one who knows that memories arise? Who is the one who knows that feeling arrives? Who is the one who knows, you know, I mean the body is there, yeah? It's my body or it's his body, you know, or there's a body or there's an arm. Who knows that, yeah? That is called the citta or the knowingness, you know, that is the root, yeah? The root of the citta. Knowing these things arise and cease, yeah? That's the principle of anatta, yeah? It's not me, it's not myself, it doesn't belong to me. Whatever I can experience cannot be me. And that can be a very, very helpful thing, you know, in our daily practice. Yeah? I'm in pain, yeah? What is pain? Yeah? If we say I'm in pain, you know, we cannot investigate. But if we say there is pain, then we can investigate. What is pain? Yeah? What is the feeling of pain? What is the feeling of anger? What is the feeling of greed? And what is the feeling of fear? Yeah? How does it feel like? Huh? The citta, you know, the knowingness knows there is a feeling of fear. Yeah? And it also knows, you know, what brought up the fear. Yeah? What came before the fear? What came before the pain? What came before the greed? What came before the anger? What kind of memory came before? What kind of thought, you know, came before? Yeah? It is not, you know, that it suddenly arises, you know, that fear suddenly arises or greed suddenly arises. It's slowly, 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 yeah? It's like an avalanche, you know. I mean, it every moment, you know, a stone, you know, is dropped in the snow, you know. I mean, with each roll, you know, with each turning around, you know, it takes on more snow, yeah? So it becomes, you know, in the end, you know, the bigger it becomes an emotion, yeah? But it is not there at the beginning. It's just a thought or just a memory or just a sense, you know, or that, you know, that triggers it, yeah? I mean, we see something we don't like, you know, and then anger comes up, yeah? So the seeing is the first thing, you know, then thinking about what we see, you know, is the second thing. Then memory of what we have seen in the past, you know. I mean, it takes some time, you know. I mean, for us it is very fast, yeah? But if we have, you know, if we have sati, enough sati, we can see it, yeah? And that is the way, you know, to understand ourselves, yeah? And we need to understand ourselves what is going on, yeah? What is it, you know, what is it, you know, that makes us going? What is it that makes us want this? What is it that makes us want that? Or not want this, or not want that? Want to become, you know, and this become and not become, you know, and want to be and not to be in all these things that always create so much dukkha on us, yeah? I mean, it's the second noble truth, yeah? Tanha, you know, the desire, yeah? The desire to be or not to be, the desire to want or not to want, you know, or have or not to have, yeah? That creates a dukkha. And dukkha is not only suffering, it is discomfort, it's ease, you know. Suffering, pain, yeah, restlessness, boredom, all these things, you know, that nowadays, you know, modern people don't even realize that they have, because they have their smartphones, you know, the moment they are bored, you know, they look at their smartphones, yeah, and that, you know, or watch TV, you know, or talk to somebody, yeah, so they don't even know what this dukkha is, yeah. They don't realize that they have so much dukkha, yeah. Because we have so much entertainment as well. We have the dukkha of the body, but we have also the dukkha of the body we know how to get rid of. Yeah? But the dukkha of the mental dukkha, I mean, it is very difficult. We don't know where it's coming from. And if we don't analyze it, if we don't investigate, you know, we will never know. Yeah? We will never know what makes us wanting this or not wanting this. Yeah? Where is it coming from? Yeah? Yeah, people say, this is me. I want this, you know, that's me, that's mine, that's myself. Yeah, or I don't want this, it's me, it's mine and myself. Yeah, but, you know, what is it, what came before this wanting? Yeah? Well, probably dukkha. Yeah, or anicca, you know, I mean, yeah, if you eat an ice cream and then it's finished, we want more. Yeah. So we see anicca. I mean, it's finished and we want more. Yeah? We want more of this kind of food. We want more of that kind of food. We want more of this kind of feeling or that kind of feeling. Because we realize, you know, that feelings arise and cease. Yeah? They come and then they go. Yeah? Yeah? And if we like it, we want more of it. Yeah? Yeah? So we realize it's anicca. Yeah? But everything, if you investigate, it is anatta. Yeah? I mean, we see the clouds in the sky, yeah, and we cannot change them. Yeah? If it's a white cloud, you know, we like it. You know, if it's no cloud, we like it. And we don't like it. And if it's a black cloud, we don't like it, but we cannot change it. The feelings that come into our heart, we don't like it or we like it, you know, but we cannot change them. They come, stay on for a while, you know, and then disappear. And same with the memories. Eh? How many memories, you know, did we invite? Yeah? I mean, we sit there in meditation and all these thoughts and all these memories, where are they coming from? Eh? We don't invite them. Eh? They just appear like clouds in the sky. Yeah? Some of them are white, some of them are black. Yeah? That's it. So we have to learn, you know, we have to learn how to settle down. Yeah, I mean, to make the mind still, before he can actually investigate. We cannot investigate, you know, with a mind that is constantly running around, yeah? Going from here, going from there, you know, jumping like a monkey, you know, from branch to branch, you know, and looking at this and looking at that. No, we have to be able to concentrate on one point, yeah? Be it the body or be it a feeling or be it, you know, be it this or be it that, and then analyze it, yeah? And the first thing that we really investigate is the feeling of dukkha, yeah? The dukkha vedana, that feeling of painful feelings, yeah? When we sit for 2 hours or 3 hours, you know, I mean, the pain can be quite excruciating, yeah? But where is the pain coming from, yeah? Because if you get up, there's no more pain. What kind of pain is that, huh? It's magic, yeah? Huh? And we know that, you know, and we say, oh, okay, that is the result, you know, that's how we can get rid of pain. Huh? When we just get up from meditation. Huh? Or we stop, you know, we stop, you know, walking meditation. Or we are so tired, yeah? Where is the tiredness coming from? Yeah? What happened? Yeah? We want to investigate. What is pain? Yeah? Where is it? Yeah? Where is it actually? How does it feel like? How does pain differentiate itself from greed, you know, or from anger? Yeah? We want to know, we want to understand these things, yeah? We don't want to be clueless, you know, like most of the people in the world, you know. I mean, they put a label on it and then go for it, you know. Once the label is, then there's an action. Huh? I mean, anybody who programs a robot, you know, knows it, yeah? If this comes, you know, we do this, yeah? If, then, else, yeah? That's a fundamental of programming, yeah? So we program this body, yeah? We program this biological robot, you know, and it just works like, you know, conditioning, yeah? I mean, it's called also conditioning, yeah? We conditioned ourselves, yeah? When we see our parents, we react this way. When we see our friend, we react that way. And when we see our our wife or our girlfriend, you know, we react this way. And when we see our boss, we react that way, you know, and so on. Conditioning. Huh? We cannot be free, yeah? And the Lord Buddha taught us the way to freedom, yeah? To freedom from dukkha, to freedom from all this conditioning, yeah? We don't have to be conditioned. Every situation is different than the situation before, yeah? And that's what we learn, yeah? But first, you know, in order to understand that, we have to learn, yeah, how we are conditioned, yeah? What brings up these things, yeah? That we are, you know, that we are afraid of, that we fear, or that we like, or that we dislike. What is it, yeah? So we investigate it. But without enough samadhi, without enough sati, yeah? We cannot investigate, yeah? We can't see. And that is the way. That is the way. You know, I'm an investigation. You know, I mean, it is the third part of the path that leads to the end of dukkha. Developing wisdom. Yeah, we cannot learn wisdom. Yeah, we have to develop it. Yeah, and we develop it by investigation. And investigation is asking questions. Yeah, the right questions. Yeah, what is pain? How does the pain feel like? Yeah? Where is the pain located? Is it in the knee? Is it in the skin? Is it in the muscles? And then is it in the tendons? Yeah? Where is it? Is it in the flesh or is it in bones? Where is the pain? We want to know. We want to understand. Yeah? And we don't listen to any answers that come from the kilesa. Yes, because I'm sitting here, so, yeah. Crooked, you know, I will break my body. I will ruin my body. Yeah? When you sit with your friends and eat and talk, you know, I mean, you sit for hours without ruining your body. Yeah? But you believe the kilesas. Yeah? Tell us, you know, oh, I'm sitting, you know, I'm breaking my leg or ruining my body or, you know, this is too much and that is too much. You know? No. When we ask questions, we don't listen to the kilesas. We want to understand what the heart tells us. Yeah? Because the only one, you know, who can tell us what is going on is our heart, yeah? And the heart is overlaid, you know, by these kilesas constantly telling us what is happening. As if you don't have eyes. Huh? As if you don't see, yeah? They're constantly overlay, you know, telling us, this is happening, that is happening, this is like this is like that, you know, this we don't like, and this we don't like, yeah? We don't even know what our heart is telling us, yeah? And the training of samadhi is, you know, first of all, the training of listening to our heart. When there's no memories, when there's no thoughts coming up, then there's the heart, yeah? And then we can see what is going on in the heart, yeah? And when we investigate, it's the same thing. We don't listen, you know, to our thoughts or to our memories that tell us this is this or this is that, yeah? We listen to, yeah, once we get rid of all these answers that come from the kilesa, we listen to what the heart is telling us. Ah, that's it, yeah? And that's how we understand. And that's how we develop wisdom. Okay, that is enough for today, you know. I mean, if you have questions, you know, you can ask them now. What is your name? Ismail. From India?
Ismail.
Yeah. Is the part that you come from, is it Buddhist, Hinduist or Muslim?
Mix of Muslim and Hindus.
Oh, okay. So how did you find this place?
This place, actually one of my friends recommended, Samrud.
Some friend recommended
you. He came here actually.
What?
Sambodh, he was here.
What?
Sambodh, one of
them. Oh, Sambodh. Yeah, yeah. They normally don't last. they miss their samosa. okay. Yeah, use the time wisely while you're here, yeah. If you have questions, you can ask, yeah. But, you know, I mean, learn how to train properly samadhi, yeah. The knowingness is very important to know, yeah. To know what the breath, how the breath is at every moment, yeah. And replace your attention, you know, when the mind goes out. Don't be interested. Yeah? You can say yourself, you know, not interested. Yeah? Not interested, you know, not interested. Yeah. I mean, it constantly, you know, I mean, it's like, you know, a live stream constantly going on, going on, going on, going on. Yeah. You have money. Yeah. Constantly going on, going on, going on. Huh? And we listen to it, you know. I mean, it's just like, you know, I mean, yeah, listening to some propaganda that comes from the Kilesas telling us how these things are. And then the moment we sit and say, no interest, no interest, no interest, you know, yeah. Or don't believe, don't believe, don't believe, yeah. Then we can get quiet, yeah. And you will see, you know, I mean, the quietude of samadhi, you know, is our resting place. And when we come out, yeah, when we come out of samadhi, you know, I mean, we feel energized, yeah? It's like charging our inner batteries, and we feel concentrated. And then when we put our concentration on the things that we want to investigate, it is much clearer, yeah? It's like sharpening the blade, you know, that wants to investigate, you know, wants to investigate the structure of a tree or a vegetable or things like that, yeah? I mean, if the knife is blunt, you know, I mean, it just crushes and we don't see the structure. But if the knife is very sharp, you know, whoosh, yeah? I mean, it slices like butter through everything, yeah? And then we see the internal structure of it. And that's the same thing, you know, that's the same thing with sati that is sharp, you know, our concentration is sharp, you know, it sees everything. Right? And that's the whole idea, you know. Without samadhi, I mean, we cannot do investigation. So, are there questions, yeah? If you don't have any questions, yeah, Carlo, yeah? You have one? You ask what you're doing.
No, like, because I might ask overly theoretical questions, yeah.
Theoretical, no, yeah. I mean, that just, you know, that perpetuates the thinking, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to see it for myself.
Yeah, answer. Okay. It's the same for you, yeah, maybe. Learning, you know, I mean, that perpetuates our thinking. We are here to stop the thinking for a while, yeah? Yeah. Yeah.
But yes, not very theoretical, but still, usually on the Eightfold Path, like sati is before samadhi, but you teach that after samadhi, the sati comes.
No, while we're doing samadhi, the sati will be developed. The moment we know how the breath is at every moment, that is developing samadhi. Yeah, that's developing sati. A lot of people just do concentration, 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 concentration. That leads to a certain calmness, but it doesn't lead to samadhi, yeah? So, knowing, yeah, the breath goes in, yeah, it is long or it is short, it's deep or it's shallow or it is, you know, or it is very fine or it is rough, yeah? And then it is at its height, you know, it turns into the out-breath. That is all this knowingness, and this knowingness is the sati.
Again, a little bit maybe theoretical, but yeah, there's like difference between sati and awareness. Was usually
no,
like,
sati...
Sati sampajanya, well, what's exactly like...
I forget about that, you know, but, you know, sati, I mean, I translate it as awareness, yeah? In English, it is normally translated as mindfulness, but actually, you know, when you really know what sati is, it is mind emptiness. The mind is completely empty of any occupation, so it knows in line with the truth, yeah?
Yeah, but is there like really a difference between what they call mindfulness and awareness?
Or yes, of course. Awareness is being aware without, you know, without... without doing anything else, yeah? I mean, you're aware of the senses, you're aware that the sense comes in, it's a touch sense, or it's a seeing sense, or it's a hearing sense, but you don't do anything with it. Yeah? Mindfulness is, the mind is full of one occupation. Yeah? Yeah? But it's still, yeah? I mean, I see people mindfully walking. I'm so mindfully walking. They are not aware of what is walking or what the body is doing. Yeah? They are mindfully of walking. Yeah? Or they're mindfully of sitting. Yeah? But they are not aware.
It's not only about attention.
No, it's not only about concentration. There's a difference. We concentrate on one point and know what is going on this point. This is the knowingness. This is the awareness. Yeah? Okay? So, I need something to drink for a moment. Good. Go ahead.
Mostly you already answered this person's question, but I think in general they're saying they cannot grasp what the citta and what knowingness is.
Knowingness is a function of the citta. Yeah, I mean, don't even think about the citta. I mean, if you want to think about the citta, yeah, I think about the diamond, you know. All what you can see when you look at a diamond is the facets, yeah? And the facets of a diamond is our characteristics, yeah? And we can change the characteristics, we can change the diamond, but the essence of the diamond is the, you know, is the citta, yeah? Is the knowingness, yeah? The pure knowingness that doesn't know of anything, yeah? Doesn't have an object. And we can experience that when we go into deep samadhi, yeah, or in apana samadhi, into one-pointedness, yeah. That is where we can experience it, the true citta. I mean, Lungta Mahabhor called it the true citta and the defiled citta. And what we have is the defiled citta that has a lot of characteristic tendency that we call me, my, and myself, yeah. But the true citta is free of all these characteristic tendency, is just there. It is, yeah, it's eternity. So,
are the daily reflections beneficial to practice because they help you see the dukkha in all activities throughout the day, or just the ability to recall them and thereby have been more aware?
That is, both of the statements are true, but it's not only that, yeah? Not only to see dukkha, yeah? But to see what things in our life are wholesome and unwholesome, yeah? When we do the daily reflection and recollect, you know, with what kind of thoughts, what kind of memories did I wake up, yeah? What did I do then? What kind of feelings, memories or feelings were there, yeah? We do not judge them, but we just show the heart what it does, why it does it, and what effects of it has, yeah? And of course, then we can see the dukkha, but we can see much more clearly what leads to what, yeah? If I wake up with a bad dream, you know, I mean, the whole day can become very different from when I wake up with a very good dream, or when I wake up completely, you know, without anything, yeah? And that's what we see, yeah? We see how things evolve, yeah? And that is the main purpose of this reflection. And we can use then, you know, we can use then this kind of reflection when we investigate, you know. When we investigate, for instance, pain or anger, yeah. We see anger, so we feel anger, you know. And then we ask what came before the anger, what kind of memories or what kind of thoughts, you know, what kind of sensations, you know, came before the anger, what came before that, and what came before that, until we find the stone that, you know, that caused all these things. Yeah, it's very good for tiredness. Yeah.
About that, sometimes it's really hard to distinguish, because again, you say not to judge, but then again you say also the heart will show you about the situation. So let's say I have a situation which something happened,
yeah?
I have a bad feeling of that. Yeah? Is the feeling I judge myself?
No.
Or is it the heart showing me what's happening?
The feeling is a feeling. The feeling is a feeling. If you say it's a bad feeling, or you know, this was not good, you know, then you judge it. But if you just look at the feeling, let the heart decide if it is wholesome or unwholesome. We just want to show the heart, you know, what it is doing. Because the heart, because it is deluded, it doesn't know what it is doing, and it doesn't know what the result of its own doing is. Once the heart sees, I mean, I always compare, you know, with a little child, you know, who stands close to the oven, yeah, and has its end on the oven, but looks in the other direction, yeah, it burns his hand, you know, but sees some shadows, you know, in the other direction, and points at the shadow and said, this is causing me the pain, that is causing me the pain. So what we are doing is, we point the direction of where we are looking at our heart. And then the heart sees. And what does the child do when it looks at the hand on the oven? You don't have to tell it. You know, it automatically retracts it. It doesn't blame anything, you know. Yeah? But if it looks in the wrong direction, it blames this and it blames this. And that is the judging. Yeah? Okay?
If I am disturbed or agitated through certain activities and have unwholesome thoughts or break the five precepts, will that then disturb me during later meditation and make it more difficult?
I mean, not keeping the five precepts makes our meditation a little bit more difficult, because the Kilesas love to bring that up, yeah, and that really disturbs our meditation practice, yeah. So keep the five precepts, you know, try to keep the five precepts. If you got angry at somebody, you know, this is not breaking the precept, yeah. I mean, it can come up, you know, and then you just say, okay, yeah, wasn't really that wholesome, yeah. But breaking the precepts is much more difficult to overcome in meditation, yeah. So, next.
I don't want to be deluded in meditation by expecting and then falsely experiencing things described in talks, such as Upachara Samadhi. How do I avoid this? In meditation, this suspicion feels like a hindrance. What is the right way?
It will happen to everyone. Yeah, I mean, even the Lord Buddha talked about Upachara Samadhi or Apana Samadhi. He talked about the jhanas and people, you know, try to find. No, what you do is, you know, you are interested in the breath or you're interested in the Buddha, know what the Buddha is, yeah. And how can it not happen? You know, we experience something, you know, and we want to re-experience it. That is the pattern of our life, yeah. So you will say, you know, I mean, expectance, yeah. So I'm expecting something, you know, expectancy, you know, and then we let go of it, you know, and then we return back to the breath, yeah. When these ideas of, you know, this sounds like this comes up, we say expectancy and we turn to the breath, you know. How is the breath at this moment? Is the in-breath, is it the out-breath, you know, is it long, is it short, you know, is it detailed or is it rough, yeah. That's how we can overcome, yeah, these expectancies, yeah. And it happens to everyone, yeah. I mean, especially, you know, if you once went into samadhi, I mean, the next time, you know, I mean, we're looking for the same experience, yeah. And that haunts us forever, yeah. And it makes us so misery, you know, instead of realizing, what in the first place led to this kind of experience, yeah? It was, you know, we're following the breath without any expectancy, you know? We just followed the breath, you know? We just observed the breath, yeah? And that led to samadhi. And then we realize it, okay, let's do the same thing. And then we get into samadhi. But if we expect things to happen, they won't happen, yeah? Or we dream of it, yeah?
Because he's talking about things that he has not experienced.
Yeah, even, yeah, I mean, I mean, I, I went on Tudong for 5 months, you know, and then, I experienced everything that Lungta Mahabho was talking about. And then I came back and said, I experienced this. Go. I don't want to listen to this. And then I realized that this was all kilesas, yeah. It does happen, yeah. Just try to do as much as you practice, or just go back to the breath, or just go back to the investigation, and that's it. Yeah. Okay, so then we close for today. Yeah. Did you understand a little bit? Yom Nam? Kauchai nit noi la? Okay, Paula.
Yeah.
เป็น อะไร
เป็นภาษาไทย
ก็ฟังเหมือนหลวงพ่ออธิบายละเอียดอ่ะค่ะแต่ส่วนใหญ่หลวงพ่อจะอธิบายเป็นภาษาอังกฤษไม่มีภาษาไทยอ๋อเดี๋ยวโอกาสนะเดี๋ยววันนี้หลวงพ่อเหนื่อยมากนะใช่วันนี้ค่ะวันนี้โอกาสนะก็มาอีกนะ